because it's gone. This is right down here where the Baptist church is, a catacomb from the park is where it was. I mean, the house was breaking, it was torn down. But we had, that started Mac Allen on the boom. They spent money, and the town was so small, you know. I don't remember the population, but it wasn't much. And when we bought these, we moved up from San Juan, and I had two little boys, and I lived too close to the railroad track, because the little one would follow the older one, like 2 years apart. And I had someone to look after them, but sometimes they'd get callous, and they'd go to the, run away, go to the railroad track to watch the train come in. So when I moved up here, I said to my husband, well, I said, I want to get lots as far away as I can from the railroad track. And this is as far as we could go, and that street was a canal, and the next block was a cornfield and cotton field. This is as far as we could get. And we had lights such as they were. They were some New York outfit owned it then, sometimes they'd be gone out all night, you know. So we always had kerosene lights. And then we had a cesspool for a year because we had water out here, but we didn't have the other facilities. So after a year, the city was able to build. See, I was out of town here. Would you believe it? I was out of town.
How far is it to the river?
How long is it? This is the fourth block, 400. So that was a canal, cornfield and cotton field. So it's, and the New York soldiers brought lots of money here. And
tell me about Mr. Vanderbilt, Colonel Vanderbilt.
Well, of course, I never did meet him. And now my husband, he met him and some of the men of the town. But he was in command here. They left a lot of money. And then the Nebraska outfit was stationed down what they call Llano Grande. And Llano Grande is where Donna is. Double L, A-N-O, Llano Grande. But it isn't known as it's Donna. And that was before I moved here. See, what we didn't know, they were preparing these boys. They bring them from the north, the cold weather, down here, let them get used to the heat and the mosquitoes. And down at Llano Grande, I forget, it's in Nebraska outfit, I don't know how many thousands were stationed down there. See, they lived in tents, see. And it was that way down through the valley. And we were getting ready to go into war, you know, with Germany, you know.
Did you know that at that time?
No, we didn't. They were sent down here. I think we had an inkling. I think we knew that they were going to be going to war. And down this street lived, I got to know several of the wives and their husbands, and had them in the home here. Captains and lieutenants, and I know that when the time came for them to leave, and it was very sad when they'd tell their wives goodbye. And I remember one day down the street, we had to come and stay with us a couple of nights, you know, until they could get ready to go back to their home. It was a sad thing. It was really very sad. And another thing, of course, I had three children, and they were not taking the men with children, but